Half of the charges laid against former North Bay Deputy Mayor Sheldon Fourgette relating to two separate incidents this past Thanksgiving weekend have been dropped in Ontario Court of Justice proceedings. Citing no reasonable prospect of conviction, the Crown withdrew three charges, one count of assault and two counts of mischief to property under $5,000. Fourgette still faces three charges, one count each of assault, forcible confinement, and failing to comply with an undertaking. The Crown has elected to proceed summarily on all three remaining counts. Sean Hamilton is the counsel of record for Fourgette. Justice Aaron Lanavoul heard in court on Tuesday that a judicial pre-trial meeting is scheduled for Monday, January 16, 2023. A pre-trial conference is a meeting addressing the case management and potential resolutions between the judge, Crown attorney, and the lawyers for the accused, or the person charged if not represented by a lawyer. The matter is to then appear on January 17, 2023, before Justice Lanavoul in case management court. See related. Former deputy mayor arrested twice over Thanksgiving weekend. According to court documents, Fourgette was arrested on both Sunday, October 9, and Monday, October 10. The former deputy mayor initially faced five charges, including two each for assault and mischief under $5,000 plus one for forcible confinement for the October 10 arrest, and was subsequently arrested the following day and charged with failing to comply with the undertaking associated with his release on the first five charges. He was then released on a separate undertaking with conditions on October 12. None of the charges have been proven in a court of law, and Fourgette maintained his innocence in the wake of the incidents in October. C. Allegations, categorically false, says Fourgette. Fourgette's arrest came less than 2 weeks before the October 24 municipal election in which he was attempting a political comeback. North Bay's deputy mayor from 2014 to 18, Fourgette finished third in the mayoral race in 2018 and 22nd out of 29 city council candidates this fall. "I'm completely heartbroken by these allegations 2 weeks before the election," said Fourgette in response to the charges. "These allegations are categorically false and I will be defending myself. People who know me, know that I do not believe in violence, nor condone it.